Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Say Less, Act More. So, if you have been struggling with your adult friendships, you feel like maybe, you know, you're struggling with like support, you're struggling with how people show up for you, you're struggling with how to show up for other people, you're struggling in maintaining these adult friendships. I want to dive a bit more into that in today's episode and maybe discuss like what your expectations are of your friends, how you can modify your expectations to have happier and healthier friendships, and just overall like the approach to friendships that I feel has been created and like morphed into this weird, heavy reliance on our friendships for things that I feel like honestly are not our friends' jobs, are things that our friends should not feel responsible for on a daily basis for us. And I guess ultimately maybe things that are negatively impacting our friendships with people. So we're going to dive into that today. Also, don't mind me. I'm literally laying in bed while recording this because it's the long weekend and I was like feeling inspired. I found some free time. So we're just going to crush it out and you are going to bear with me on the fact that I'm in bed doing that. So let's get into it. Okay, so this is going to be a relatively short but sweet episode because I feel like there are just a few things that we need to collectively change and work on to help in our friendships as adults. And the first thing I can think of off the top of my head, and that's something I'm guilty of as well, but I have been so actively working on and I've noticed it has made such a difference in my friendships, is understanding that like your friends are not supposed to be your therapist. They aren't supposed to, you know, be able to hop on a call for an hour or 2 hours when you need to talk. And it's not their job. Like, of course it's so important and vital in friendships to like support each other and have people that you can lean on and talk to and, you know, be involved in that part of your life. But ultimately at the end of the day, I think we've been putting too much expectation and pressure on our friends to always be there for us and always be like on for us and always be able to show up for us and always be able to, you know, provide us that value and essentially just like give us their time whenever we need it. And I don't think we should expect that of anybody, truthfully. Like, we all are living our own lives. We're all going through our own things. We're all struggling with whatever we're struggling with. We're all working through stuff. And I truly believe at the end of the day and ultimately, like, friendships are supposed to be the thing that you create memories with and the people that you have fun with and you find yourself with and you laugh with and you cry with. But I think when you put this expectation on friendships to be like, well, this person is my friend, so they're just supposed to be there for me, or they're just supposed to do this, they're supposed to do that. Well, it's like, okay, well, maybe you feel like you aren't being fulfilled in your friendships, and maybe you need to reevaluate, one, what are your expectations of these friends, and two, what are these friends giving you and providing you? Because yeah, maybe they are just simply not being very good friends. So it is a double-edged sword when you approach that, and that's why it is important that you sit down and evaluate all of those areas while, you know, you take a look at yourself while also assessing and evaluating your friendships and understanding like why you feel that way. And I guess that kind of leads me to part two, is we expect our friends to be like mind readers. And I don't think we should expect anybody to be a mind reader. I don't think we should expect our partners, our bosses, our managers, our friends, our siblings, our parents. We should not expect people to be mind readers. Just because we expect it of them doesn't mean that that's who they are. Doesn't mean that that's like how they would show up for somebody. And sometimes we do have to ask for what we need, and that's okay. I feel like there's been this like shift where we all get like mad at people and upset because people aren't reading our minds and showing up for us in the way like we want them to. But ultimately, like, how are people going to know to do that if you don't tell them? Like, there's of course those opportunities and those instances where people just know how to show up, and that could be from a variety of reasons too. We need to keep in mind of that they could be people pleasers, they could be like suffering from trauma, and like that's how they show up, and it actually like burns them out to do that, but it's this trauma response for them because of how they grew up. Like, who actually knows? So I believe that's why it's so important in our friendships to be like transparent and honest and be like, hey, like this situation was happening. I felt like, you know, not super supported by you. Like I told you about it. You didn't really check in on me. Like, what was the reason for that? Like, is that not how you operate in friendships? Do you have stuff going on that you don't have the space for that right now? Like, we need to be having those conversations with people and we need to be open and transparent in a respectful way, obviously, because also, like, I don't think we should be like hounding our friends if they're constantly like not doing stuff that we expect of them. Like, hey, maybe you need to reevaluate that friendship and maybe that person isn't right for you as a friend. Or B, maybe you need to limit your expectations a little bit and tone it back, because it's hard. Like, we're all struggling. We're all going through stuff. We're all trying to find our way. We're all trying the best we can with what we have at the moment. So I think we need to offer a little bit of grace to ourselves and our friendships and just start shifting our mindset around them. Because I don't know about you guys, but ultimately at the end of the day, like, yes, of course, like, I want to have people I can talk to when I'm going through things and I want to know that I have that support. But at the end of the day, like, that's the most important thing to me, is like knowing that if I absolutely need, like, somebody will be there for me, or these friends or these people will be there for me. But truthfully, I do. I just want to make memories with my friends. I want to have those really like cool in-depth life conversations with them. I want to feel like connected to them on like a universal and energetic level. I want to go to concerts with them and maybe unlock parts of myself that I can't be like in a relationship, because that specifically I need from a friend. Like, I don't know, but ultimately at the end of the day, like, I have just been working on personally releasing a lot of the expectations I hold over friendships. And another one of those is being that I need to tell my friends everything and they need to be involved in everything. Like, if I'm going through a tough period in my life relationship wise and I'm figuring stuff out, like, I am being more conscientious of like how I approach that towards my friends, because they don't have to be involved in everything all the time 24/7. It's a lot. They have their own stuff going on. It's understanding like when I need to talk to those people, because at the end of the day, like, I know this is harsh, but nobody wants to be friends with somebody who's always complaining, who there's always something wrong with them. They always need help. There's always something. Like, it's exhausting. It can be very exhausting when you are figuring your own stuff out, going through your own life. And, you know, like, ultimately, I feel like we all understand that sometimes somebody could be going through a lot at one point in time. But if you're always going through something, if things are always bad, if every situation gets always blown out of proportion, like, yeah, that's exhausting for somebody to have to deal with. And even if in your mind, if you think that that is an expectation and something that a friend should have to do for you, I truly, honestly believe that you need to reevaluate your expectations of your friendships. And I'm sorry if that triggers you or that was super targeted at anybody, but off the top of my head, like, that's the main thing I can think of in my friendships, of something that like wore me down, something that, like, you know, like, really made a negative effect on the relationships I held with people. So overall, what do we need to think about moving forward, just based off this episode? One, we need to really look and evaluate and figure out what we need from friendships and what we want from friendships and how we want, you know, to move through life with certain people. Two, we need to start looking at what we truly need from friendships and what we're putting on our friends that maybe we don't necessarily need to be putting on them all the time. And three, we need to have a little bit of grace with people and understand that, like, they're going through stuff too, and they are also human and they're not going to be perfect. And we need to be better at asking people or being open with people about what we need and how we're feeling, while also being realistic about it. So that's my quick little chat about friendships. And I hope this, you know, rings true with you in some shape, way, or form. I hope this makes you, you know, look a little bit closer at your friendships and how you're showing up and how people are showing up for you, and helps you have better relationships with other people and yourself. So Let me know what you guys think of this episode, if you want to hear more like this, if you like the shorter but sweet, more to the point things, if you like more drawn out things, let me know and we will continue working on those together. I hope you enjoyed this episode and have a great rest of your day. Bye.